As archaeologists work to piece together the past, they can dig in some unusual places. Peter Bleed, a professor at the University of Nebraska, says his work centers on outhouses, unless someone else gets there first.
There's a couple of reasons why privies are kind of archaeologically neat. They're small and they're easy to excavate. They're fairly compact. They're kind of a very manageable unit for archaeological analysis. In historic communities, they're also pretty common, so that they are the sort of thing that archaeologists should be able to study in enough frequency, worth enough frequency, that we can begin to abstract patterns and use them as a good source of data. They reflect a real private part of human behavior, and they tend to be the kind of thing that makes for a good archaeological story. They're points in time that are sealed. Stuff that got into them, people tended to leave there. They're great archaeology. It's very uncommon for archaeological sites to be looted, but it's very common for these sites to be looted before archaeologists could possibly be interested in them.
You say the site was looted. How can you loot an outhouse?
Well, you can dig it improperly. The information that's contained in any archaeological deposit is arranged, and part of the job of the archaeologist is to figure out what the arrangement is. Furthermore, from an archaeological point of view, what's really important is what kind of stuff. It's what we call as an assemblage. What's there? What goes with what? If you take part of it out, it's really incomplete, and it's very, very hard to interpret what's left.
I assume that they're not still in use.
There are still lots of these in use in various parts of rural Nebraska.
I mean the ones you're digging in.
Oh, no. These are nice old, let's say, on the order of 100-year-old features, so that by the time we get to them as archaeological features, they're kind of filled with a nice, loose, compost-type soil and a whole lot of other stuff, too, of course.
Well, what do you find there besides the obvious?
Well, you can find anything there. People put an awful lot of other things there, so that there can be a surprising array of material that end up there. Lots of what people put into privies also appears to have been stuff that they wanted to get rid of and to make sure that no one would ever find.
It was more than the bathroom in rural America. It was the trash pit.
Quite literally.
So what do you learn from what you find?
Well, there's an awful lot that can be learned from these things. There are health materials that are found there. Lots of medicines and tonics were taken at that time, along with food containers and other sorts of material like that. That can give us an exposure into health issues as well as the marketing issues, what kinds of materials were being made available in specific neighborhoods of communities like Lincoln. And what did people feel they needed? What were they thinking their symptoms were, and what were they treating?
I have a tiny piece of property in rural Virginia, and there is such a site there. We've found dinner plates, old medicine bottles, shoes.
Yep. Yeah, a lot of shoes. Shoes survive long after everything else.
They do, don't they?
Yeah, they're tough. Tough as an old shoe.
I'm not sure what I can learn from this, but maybe you can learn something from an old shoe.
Well, I think that's the issue. Frankly, the archaeological study of privies is new enough. It's been going on for quite a while, but it's only now kind of coming into archaeological focus. And the job of archaeologists is to find new ways of asking and answering questions with archaeological deposits. And unless we take care of these things, and unless we get an adequate sample of them, our ability to study them is just very limited. And it also is why we want to have a sample of preserved privies on the shelf of museums and collections facilities so that they can be studied in the future.
University of Nebraska professor and archaeologist Peter Bleed.